There are things that we do which seem correct to us, but eventually they take us to the grave. I want to ask a small question to those who drive vehicles, either a motorcycle, a car, or who work in the transport sector. Let me give you the scenario. Each time you are going to travel somewhere and you notice that the traffic is somewhat heavy on your way to your destination, you move along the highway and you run into a sign that says detour. You look in your map, you don't find the detour route, but the sign says detour. So the first thing that comes into your mind is, I'm going to take this detour so I can get to my destination faster. Especially if you are sitting in extremely heavy traffic, where you notice that they have closed the highway and you must wait until they reopen it. The small question is, what is the first thing that comes to your head? Let's take the detour, right? We think that this detour is the solution so we do not have to wait. It's the solution so we can get to our destination faster. It turns out that as minutes go by, maybe hours go by, we realize that we did not arrive to the place we wanted to get to. The more we drive around, we think we are getting closer. But the reality is another. We are getting farther away. We are moving away from the safe road. Instead, we are moving towards what we thought was good. But at the end is a road to death and destruction. In life, we are going to encounter many detours. Many detours. Detours that are going to look good. And perhaps they are. They make you happy for a moment. They give you a happy time. But at the end, you destroy yourself. But at the end, you realize that they made you waste your time and did not benefit you much. There are things that we think are good. There are roads that we think are the correct ones. How many times have we believed that our decisions are correct? Because life has taught me much, because I have experience, because I have already learned that, because I know a lot, because when you were going, I was already coming back, because with age comes wisdom, etc., etc. We fill ourselves with so many sayings so we can justify ourselves and make other people think that the decisions that we make are the correct ones, that we are the ones who are right. We have a haughty attitude and we believe that if we have the control, we know everything. But we are not realizing that this lack of humility is marking a serious ending on the road that is not going to affect us, but is going to affect everyone around us as they are depending on what we are doing. So they're affecting us and they're affecting them. There are things that we do, Solomon said in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 12, that seem correct to us. And it is there where we fall into the error. We try to do the things that seem to us. The word seem to us is expressing a broad meaning of those things that could have an equal motivation. They could have a characteristic equal to what is good, but it's not what is good. I am making myself understood, right? When you see something, you say, it seems like that bag is the original. it seems to you that it is the original because it just seems good to you, because at first sight, it has no error. But what happens if you start examining it? What happens if you start checking it out? You begin to check the seam, you begin to check the labels, you begin to observe its interior. You stick your hand in, you begin touching it, and you realize that it seems to be the original, but it's not. Sadly, everything that this world shows us, everything that this society makes us see, makes us listen to through the media, what it shows us daily seems to be original, seems like something that could give meaning to our life. But at the end, my beloved friend, you realize that years have gone by, you wasted your time, you went astray to follow what you thought was good, but at the end, you are alone, frustrated, without any strength to keep moving forward. Perhaps you have arrived at that point today. But let me tell you that if you are alive, there is hope. There is hope today. To stray from the road is easy, extremely easy. To stay in it is what is complicated, because to stay on the road, you have to have character. And within that character, you must learn to be patient. Because sometimes, difficulties we see on the road of life are going to seem complicated. But when we are located under God's order, when we look under God's perspective, we realize that they are simply training obstacles. They are obstacles that strengthen our faith. They are obstacles that align your hope. They are obstacles that make whatever God put inside of you before you were born be fulfilled. This is your eternal purpose. Let's not call purpose transient things that come and go. If you are thinking that your purpose is to study so you can have a good job and live well, you are already going astray. It's so easy to stray from the road. For example, if you are driving and you have your cellular phone in your hand or on your lap or at a place where you can see it and are going at 140 kilometers per hour and a call comes in, it takes half a second to stray your gaze from the road to look down and check who is calling you. Only on those milliseconds, you stray from your lane into the next lane. And by another split of a second, you could have caused an accident. In life, to lose your focus is easy. To stay focused is complicated. Let me give you another example. God wants you to open a business. He wants to provide for you and wants to help you so you can move forward, because He put His dream inside of you so it can become real. And you can understand that once you get your business and get a source of income, you will bless many. And you will not only bless many with the material aspect, but with the spiritual aspect too, as many will know Jesus' message by learning how He transformed your life and how He can transform theirs too. These are people who will follow you. But starting a business is not easy, isn't it? Maybe many are in this process of starting a business or of rebuilding again to rise again. Right now, it will cost you. You must use everything you have and trust in the Lord. Nevertheless, if God promised, He will back you up and will help you to make it real. it will be fulfilled. But you must be patient. And this is what is hard for us. When you are in the middle of the process and you are not seeing any profit, and you simply keep investing, and believing in the Lord, suddenly the first detour presents itself. And the first detour seems good. The first detour is a job offer. Someone calls you and offers you an incredibly good job with a good salary. The detour appears on the road and you begin to say, okay, I can work for a while, save, and I invest again and raise up my business. You thought this was the correct decision. You took the detour, and when you came to see, you are so used to your job, used to your salary, that at the end you stay there. You pushed aside God's dream, and when the determined moment comes, and you are no longer useful to that company where you dedicated the best years of your life, the day when you are least thinking about it, you arrive at work and find a letter of dismissal on your desk. When you come to see, you were left with many debts, worried, and without knowing what to do because you thought it was the correct choice. You never consulted God about whether it was the right choice. You did not believe God, and you took the detour. Another example. You got married. God placed a wonderful person next to you. During the first years of marriage, which are the years where you adapt to each other, where you adjust to each other, different problems begin to emerge. Differences begin to emerge. Difficult economic situations that you must confront. As years go by, you begin to doubt if you really chose correctly, and the first detour appears. If you are a woman, a man appears who begins to make you happy, who begins to tell you which are your best characteristics, who begins praising you. What your husband does not do at home, he begins to do. You open your ears to him and you give way to a friendship, something beyond a friendship, because you feel good. If you are a man, a woman arrives who looks beautiful in the outside, who treats you super well, and you feel extremely good. So you say, it seems like finally what I needed is here. This detour presented itself to you, and you thought it was the correct one. In your everyday thinking, you are working on a plan, thinking which is the correct one so no one will find out. You simply feel so good, so you choose to feel good. But you do not think about your children. You do not think about the blessing that God has given you. You took the detour, you thought it was the good one because you needed to be happy. When you come to see, this man, once he courted you and pulled you away from your household, this woman with her attractions who pulled you away from your household, from your children, from your wife, now has a relationship with someone else. He or she left you because you ran out of money, because you got old, because he or she was bored with you. So he or she looked for someone else. At the end, you find yourself in a room all alone, with your children destroyed, with a broken marriage. The difficult circumstance you were experiencing in your household would have passed. It would have been the best place for you because God was in the middle of the road, aligning everything. But you were not patient, and you allowed yourself to be guided. by what you thought was good. I can give you a lot of more life examples. The Lord calls you to serve Him, you take vacations, you find a detour, you thought you were going to arrive soon. When you come to see, you ended up away from God. And the question is, and now what? Do you know what is the most terrible thing of all? That going astray is so easy. That when you open your eyes, you end up with your hands in your head saying, and in what moment did I turn away from God? In what moment did I lose my household, my home? In what moment did I get involved with these businesses which I thought were the correct ones? God had given you the correct business. Little by little, you had to start building it with a lot of patience, valuing every small beginning so you could learn to be faithful where there was little, so you could later be faithful where there was much. But you went astray. An option presented itself to you. Illicit businesses, irregular, where you could make more money in very little time. You took the detour, and when you came to realize it, you said, and in what moment did I end up entangled in this problem with the Department of Justice? In what moment did I end up in jail? In what moment did I poison my body and ended up in a hospital bed? In what moment did I end up alone and my children hating me? In what moment did I end up alone, discarding God's blessing, which was my home, and God's inheritance, which was my children? In what moment did I leave home, forgetting everything, thinking that I was correct? In what moment did I discard my parents' counsel, who told me to be careful? In what moment did I stop listening? In what moment did I take the detour? In what moment did I lose my focus? In what moment? And now I am here with nothing. Perhaps this is happening to you today, or perhaps you are halfway into the detour road, and this word is an alert call for you, like a GPS, showing you where you are right now. You have taken the wrong route. My beloved friend, but you are alive today. Sadly, many things around you have fallen. It seems that you are ruined. But even here, good news arrived. It seems, but it's not final, because the Father is here with open arms, waiting for you, telling you, son, daughter, return home. God your Father is telling you with open arms, I gave my son Jesus for you, accepting in your heart and allow him to rule your life. I can make you return to the correct road. God can do it today because there is hope. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you, my King, for what you taught us today, because it is good, because although we have made decisions, wrong decisions, and we have had serious consequences, your love and mercy are so big that you transform everything, Lord. Help us to return. We do not know at what moment we lost our focus, but today we cry out to you for your mercy. Help us to return to you. You are the correct road. I need you. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He hopes that this word was of advice to you and that you understand that God always arrives just in time He reminds you that if you have life, you have hope. He sends you blessings.